Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Yesterday, I went to the local VA Medical Center in Philadelphia, and I went through a colonoscopy. And they found a couple of little polyps in me. It was a pain going through the fast and drinking the prep, but it was worth it. I urge everybody to get themselves a colonoscopy. It'll save your life. That being said, I must advocate once again for Medicare for all. Universal medical coverage for each and every American. Right now we got 55 million people in this country who do not have any sort of medical coverage. And we must continue our advocacy from the ground up for universal health care. Let's see how we do it with this Congress. After 15 tries, finally, Kevin McCarthy found enough people in the House on his side of the aisle to become Speaker of the House at the cost of his soul. He made concession after concession after concession to the so-called Freedom Caucus, the Trump-loving Tea Party remnant. That was to totally undo the past 100 years of progress. And it was started by trying to cut funds for the IRS so they don't go after billionaire tax cheats. In their rhetoric, they say that they're going to be attacking all Americans. You know, the extra IRS agents. But are we supposed to identify ourselves with a mega billionaire class who live an entirely different lifestyle on an entirely different planet, damn near it seems like? We are not on the same page as the billionaire class, trust me. And they also are going after Social Security and Medicare, which I do have a rooting interest in, because that's my medical coverage, along with the VA. And abortion rights. Who are the House of Representatives Freedom Caucus representing? Certainly not the American people. They voted time and time and time again to support abortion rights, even in a beet red state like Kansas. So they don't care about, they don't read the tea leaves, they don't read the signs, they don't act like they know what's going on. They don't. Just ignore the wishes of the American people to impose their will. And they're not even the majority of the party. Well, McCarthy always had rounded up with around 200 votes or 190-something votes. While the Freedom Caucus guys would just say, nominate somebody else. Sure, they control they're the majority of the House, but not much of a majority. McCarthy needs every vote he can get to scrounge up to pass all that terrible legislation, including that vote of George Santos, if that is his name, I mean, he's faked everything about his life. His ancestry, his education, his so-called work in the banking industry. The voters in his district didn't know what they were getting. Now we find out it's all a lie. Even the Republicans in his home district want him out. But is McCarthy listening? No. He's just an extra vote to save his ass from getting kicked off the speakership. That, my friends, is what we're up against. We got the White House, we got the Senate. Oh, and no, please no false equivalency to the documents that secret documents found in Biden's closet and those of those in Trump's Mar-a-Lago. There were several documents that Biden's own attorneys freely handed over to the Justice Department, whereas Trump had about 100 or so files, and he kept refusing to pass them on to the National Archives, and it took an FBI raid to make sure that they get them. It's all a distraction from what Trump and that sorry mess that the Republican Party are doing. And trust, I'm afraid, alas, it's working. We need to focus, keep the media's attention focused more on the House and the Trumpers and Trump himself. In other words, we got a fight on our hands, and let's get ready to rumble. Okay, that's it for now. And now advertisements. Hemperific is a lovely little CBD products store located on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philly. There you will find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Flour and gummies and candies and lip balm and hand sanitizer and dog treats. Yep, dog treats. Look them up, please. HemperificLLC.com. And I shall now talk up my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is excellent in helping you navigate developing your small business and your professional career, let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other upcoming professionals and entrepreneurs. Look her up, please. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay, cats and kittens, that's it for now, but more is a coming. Let's never give up the fight. We have centuries of freedom fighters behind us. Let them be our inspiration and our role models. Take care. Have a good weekend. Bye.